I'm going to feel so much better when you're bold. Just, you know, I want you to know that.
I'm fine with it. I'm happy about it.
I'll feel better about you.
I'm glad that my baldness will improve our relationship.
A popular Outcast production.
Mike Carpenter.
Well, at least this one's already got less awkward silence than the last
episode. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. Shot down.
You didn't shoot anyone down.
All right.
You took control of the situation.
Yeah.
Hosting 101. That's some Merv Griffin shit right there.
So, I'm sitting with Chris Rao once again, third week in a row.
Whew.
Andrew Smith. Whew. Second week in a row.
Woo.
Kind of third week, because, yeah, you were the Dingleberry.
Yeah, yeah, the Dingleberry on that last episode.
The first episode.
And sitting again with Kelsey Blue.
Hi.
Should we
I'm
move
really
it more
bad at introduction.
Should we move it more towards the center of the room?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm going to put it over here, because I'm assuming you're going to be the most quiet.
Probably, sorry.
Yeah, and Andrew just yells sometimes.
Well, you're saying,
I enjoy yelling.
I'm incredibly loud. Shocking.
No one wants so to should we switch so. Seats, Chris? Should we quiet up one side?
Now
should we
those,
stack?
Yeah,
those
I'm thinking,
two
actually, areas. I think you and I should switch seats.
All right, like completely.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I think we should just scooch. Let's try and scooch.
Play bumper chairs.
Watch out a second.
Oh, sorry.
Suddenly just a really weird Tetris.
Yeah, no, it's human. It's
the
human
visual
Tetris.
Gags of my podcast have increased 500% in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so many sound gags.
Oh, they could hear it.
So I'll move this.
That's what matters.
With my booming voice.
This, the audio half of your podcast is free. The visual side you got paid for. That shit.
That's the premium episode. So, we're sitting here with people and fun, and I want to talk gaming, I think, because you all game in one facet or another. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right term.
Yeah.
Words aren't
it
right
was.
For me.
It was.
Yeah, no, you used
that was perfect.
Yeah. That was like
very encouraging.
There's a lot of support.
Go on.
He's like AA right now.
Hi, I'm Mike Carpenter, and I'm not sure how words work. Hi, Mike.
I'm sitting here with a writing major, and didn't you take? What are you going to school for anyway?
I'm a creative writing major.
Oh.
He's a writing major. I'm an English major.
What are you?
History major.
And I've never gone to school. I'm sitting here with people vastly smarter than me.
I'm a
That's
creative writing major. you don't have any brains for that.
But, so gaming. I want to speak gaming. You all game. I do not.
We do.
Game.
You, like says the guy with an Aperture Technology sticker.
I'm a
vehicle.
Casual gamer.
And we play D&D together.
This is true. But like,
I wouldn't consider myself anything above casual.
Yeah.
My PlayStation.
As far as Magic the Gathering goes, I'm semi-pro.
Come on. 95% of our games happen at a kitchen table. There's nothing semi-pro about that. Well,
my play. Maybe not. But the skill in which I use to beat you every single time.
He does beat me.
For the record, I work with a kid at my new job who plays Super Smash, or he plays Smash Brothers, like, competitively.
They're the worst.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. My friend was like that in high school. Like, we played Super Smash Brothers, and he'd like wall block you, and you're just like, this isn't fun for anyone.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Or he'd do,
I'm not good
or
at
he'd
fighting.
Throw
games.
Combo where you just grab them, throw them, and like kick them, and then grab them again, and you just throw and kick them over and over. It's like, this is not a fun.
I've never been good at fighting. Even people are like, just butt mash. I'm like, that's still not good.
I crack under pressure. That's why I can't play fighting games.
Yeah.
Because immediately all the marbles are on the table, and I just like, then I do something wrong.
Yeah. The only
more psych gags for my podcast. Yeah, yeah.
You guys didn't know. My face was crazy.
In his defense, there was a lot of people who heard that noise know exactly what face he was making.
This is true.
They can just close their eyes and be like, "Yeah, that's what he did."
So I'm gonna go in the semicircle here and like ask what games you guys play, or like what style of gaming you prefer. What is your forte in gaming?
I think I'm most experienced in video games because I just started playing Magic, like from Christmas on.
Oh, really?
But like it's
you've gone semi-pro already.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really quite excellent.
Yeah, because I think I remember at the mom.
Yeah.
You guys were playing, and you're like, I'm really new at this, guys.
It was my first game. And I almost won.
Yeah. I'm certain that when I was like, Andrew, you should play Magic, so when I come home from Ireland, I have someone to play with. He was like, what color decks do you play? And then he just looked up, like, what best deck to beat those
this
decks?
This is what I did. You were like, get back into Magic. I was like, I played Magic after Yu-Gi-Oh! Got too stupid for like a month. What colors did I play? Oh, blue, white. That's what I'm going to play now. It just happened that smart people who play a control style against people who just play big, green, stupid monsters tend to win.
I'm going to learn to play Magic. So
we'll do it.
Yeah,
it's
so fun.
So we're going to have another episode of planning schedule.
Making plans in my
car. You're going to start a second podcast.
It's like Doug Benson, Doug Loves Sleeping.
Yeah.
God, I ruined the comedy. To get back to like the story of gaming in my life, I'm the worst. I'm that guy.
But yeah,
like, stop laughing, guys. We gotta get back to the seriousness of how I've been playing video games for.
So, what kind of games you play?
Well, I will admit, this freely, I play Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'm pretty good at it, and, like, it just gets that competitive juice out of you. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody needs to, in some way, outlet.
I'm assuming, like, online, you mean?
Yeah. I think everybody needs to, like, have an outlet for that nature in them. Yeah. And so, like, I don't think there are any people who aren't competitive at all.
Like, I don't own a system now, but, like, when I still, like, before when I lived in the area, before I moved away, I played constantly.
Yeah.
I was always playing my friend DJ.
Because it's just, you can compete. You know, 24/7.
I played zombies more than anything else. So.
Oh, I don't like zombies.
There's strategy involved.
Yeah, kinda. I don't like that. I just want to run around and shoot people. But I think Magic the Gathering is filling that hole, so I probably play Call of Duty as much. But I play mostly games like I don't know. I play anything. A lot of story-based games, like Mass Effect and Uncharted are like my favorite games of all time, because Uncharted's like playing a movie, and anytime I play a video game I mainly just wish that it was a movie, I think, is my main thing, because I like really don't want to do any of the interactive stuff or like do combat.
I want a Portal movie more than anything.
I just think Portal's so perfect, and so much of Portal's humor and like its charm is wrapped up in the gameplay that I think it would be horrible as a movie. Like, I would go see the shit out of it.
Unless it was like a really well shot, like 3D or like IMAX.
As much as I hate that Disney buys everything, I want Pixar to own the rights to Portal.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Pixar could pull off Portal.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
But
if they
did like a first person movie of like Portal, that'd be pretty great.
Yeah, I just want Pixar to do it. I want like David Fincher to direct it. More dark. J.K. Simmons will be in that goddamn thing. God damn it. But yeah, so
as the companion cube, J.K. Simmons as the companion cube.
In Portal 2, what was? What was his name?
He wasn't Wheatley.
No. He was once you go down to Aperture Research.
Oh, he was the other guy.
I can't believe I forgot the name. I suck.
I haven't finished Portal 2 yet.
I've never
that's
played
like
Portal
my,
2.
That's like my big, oh, my great shame.
I played it.
It's so fantastic.
Every achievement.
I beat Portal 1 on PlayStation 3, which I think is the most difficult.
Before everyone else beat it?
No. I just think that's the most difficult platform to beat that game on, because it was not made for PlayStation.
I beat it on Xbox.
Yeah, but it ran a lot smoother on Xbox.
I beat it on 3 different systems. I love Portal.
It's so good. Yeah, I love that shit.
But
that's the only game that I play that's like pure game. It's not pure gameplay, but it's like pretty. A lot of the fun of it, besides like how beautifully written it is like gameplay.
Yeah,
and that's like the game. That's the gameplay I like.
I'm with you. Like Mirror's Edge.
I loved Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the Mirror's Edge, what they're calling now a reboot. Which
really?
I don't know why you need to reboot it, but whatever.
Cave Johnson. That is a guy's name. The character.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it just came to me. I've been trying to think of that and not listening to you for the last few
seasons. Yeah, But right when Mirror's Edge came out, DICE was like, oh yeah, we have like 4 people working on a sequel. Yeah. It didn't do that well.
Yeah.
But now I think because everyone loves it so much.
It's so pretty.
They're making it so good. Yeah. And like a lot of the reviews when that came out was like, it's too short, but I don't think it is at all.
That's like Portal though.
Yeah.
The first Portal. I mean, that game, you can beat it in 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fucking perfect.
I don't think that's a problem though.
No. I watch a movie that's an hour and a half and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy Portal more than those movies. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Kels, what do you play?
I recently got into Magic 2 in December, but I'm definitely not, I'm not semi-pro yet.
Well, not everyone can just turn semi-pro right away.
I've won every game I've played. But
you've won every game you've played.
It's only been about 6 games.
Oh,
so I'm still definitely in the beginning stages where I have to ask the other person, like,
can I do this?
Can I do this right now? But I'm building a black and red deck, and I'm hoping to find more people to play with because it's, like, the people I hang out with on the regular.
The black and red's a pretty good deck.
I know. So. It's a lot of, like, assholery.
Yeah, what kind of
yeah, no, like, I just surround myself with people I can never play Magic against.
Because you play green, which is for stupid people.
My blue red
is a mono green deck.
Every time I've played green, it's like, you just start out really slow because you have to build up your mana, and then you have to hit hard. If you're playing with assholes who have a discard, like, making you discard and stuff.
And here's the other thing you do. You like finally get all your mana, and then you're like, okay, I'll play this big creature. And then I'm like, no, you don't. You're like, next you're like, fuck.
Also,
I play this creature. Like, no, really.
You have to get really lucky.
I play this creature. And you're like, no, you really don't.
All I know is that
you're not getting it. I'm not gonna let you play any creatures.
I was really losing my faith in my mono green deck until we were playing last week, and on turn 6, I dropped a 19-19 Mistcutter Hydra. I was like, this green deck is pretty good.
Yeah, until I mulliganed to 4 and Chris beat me.
Yeah.
He felt real big then.
No, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
You just got the nerdiest podcast ever.
My best move so far in Magic was, I think I was playing with, like, I don't know if it... I think it was black and red, actually, but it wasn't my deck. Uh-huh. It was Jeff Punkle's deck. But it was this suicide card.
Name dropper, by the way.
production. But I was playing against his partner, Aislinn, and there was this card where it was like, you lose like 13 points, like hit points, basically.
Yeah.
And that brought her down to 0, and it brought me down to 1. And that was
loses 13.
Yeah. Oh, it was like
a cool
I
card.
Felt like a suicide bomber.
Nice.
I was just in
is
a good
black
way,
your favorite color?
In the best way.
red
is.
See that playing that though, like that mechanic you just talked about. That's like the blackest thing in Magic,
right.
Pretty much. Is like it's like. I'm just saying like. If I
you can't
if,
say that,
if I
Chris.
Come down to 1 health and that puts you at 0, I'm fine with that. Like I
that should be every color though.
And I just
there should be no color where like I gotta win by at least 20. Like what's that?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like I've played people with black decks before who are like, you have 20 life, so
well,
I have 8,
well, yeah,
and they still turn
I'll
it around.
I'll read the bones
way.
And lose 2 life if I have 4.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because most likely at that point, I'm top decking for, like, the 1 card that I'll win.
You did this too.
Every time I've played with a green deck, I've gotten down to below 10 health before I even affected anybody else, and then I took them out really quickly with my big creatures, but...
See, I
feel like it's a gamble.
See, I like my blue red deck a lot actually. Like
I can control in 2 minutes.
I like my blue red deck so much, but I can't like if he plays his counter deck with it as well.
Oh God.
Then it's just like I have to like
we've had hour,
it's a game
we've
it's
had
a game
hour and
of chess.
Half long matches.
Like at that point it's just a game of chess where I'm like, he might do this, this or this, and I need to hold on to this because
that
might happen.
Yeah, that's
see,
what I like about it.
Yeah,
so
no,
much.
Me too.
Because I love the
but,
strategy
yeah,
of trying to.
But now what I hate is he'll
do.
Never like when I pull out my black red deck, he's like, oh okay, I'll just play my white weenies or something. And, like,
black red? You have a black
or
red
my,
deck?
I mean my blue red deck. You'll just be like,
no, I play my blue white deck every so often. I won't play it like 3 times in a row because that's like 4 hours of
that's true.
Of
all right,
3 matches.
We're done with Magic talk.
Okay. What other games? What other games?
So I went because you do more like other board games and stuff that I know.
Right.
Like what kind of board games do you play?
Well, there's two board games are often put into 2 categories. It's either European or American. And American is generally I forget what the actual technical names are. But European is often, they call them, like, cube games, where it's a lot of just, like, numbers and, like, strategy and trying to figure out how to best your opponent through, like, just numbers and that way. Mm-hmm. Whereas American games are more prone to, like, stories, a lot like D&D kind of stories, mm-hmm. most of the time, like that kind of thing. Recently I've been playing this game called Incognito. Sorry, listeners. Incognito. where you basically are playing this character, and you have these cards, and you know exactly who your character is, but nobody else that you're playing with, and you can play with up to four people, knows who you are. But the catch is that you have this partner, and you have to figure out who the partner is, and you have to do... We played it for about 3 hours, and about an hour and a half was figuring out who your partner was. Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out the mission, and there's a list of 30 missions mm-hmm. that you have to accomplish. And you and your partner have one, and you have to figure out what your mission is. I like games like that.
Is this like one of the ones where like everyone's working cooperatively and two people are secretly evil?
I played a game called Shadows and Camelot that's a lot like that. It's just that two people are kind of against the other two and you don't know who they are, basically. Mm. I like games like that. There's also this game called Escape where it actually has a soundtrack and you have to like make your way out of a temple with dice rolls.
So those are both more Western games? Or yeah. American, at least?
I'm yes, sorry. Like a more yeah. American style because it's a story. You have yeah. some sort of, like, objective to
I've also
achieve.
Heard divided that European games are often a lot more, like, a lot of the win conditions for European games are decided after the game is done being played so that no
right.
one's out until the end. Like, I was watching people play Ticket to Ride, mm-hmm. where, like, you know some of your points for most of the game, so you have an idea of who's winning, mm-hmm. but in the end you add up, like, all these different things,
right.
so that, like, the person who's in last could still win. So everyone mm-hmm. still plays for, like, all the marbles, which seems really cool.
Yeah, but I just like story games like that. Like, I've been playing a lot of Small World, which is just, like, D&D and mm-hmm. Risk sort of mix, because
yes.
you have to...
I've seen that game played, yeah. It seems super cool.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So, like, most of, like, my, like, gaming, like, history is all, like, yeah, Risk and Axis and Allies, like, more, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to say traditional
How
American
gaming.
How
did you find people to play Risk with you? Everyone's like, how do you want to play Risk? I'm like, Risk is awesome!
Like, I had a lot of, like history friends in high school and shit.
Yeah.
Just, like, big on
really
like,
sweet.
Risk happened at my friend's house because, like, we used to hang out every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, every single weekend, like, 13 of us would mm-hmm. hang out. And we used to play Monopoly. Then it got to the point where, like, people were, like, fist fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So
you figured, let's lower the stakes, war.
Like,
yeah.
Like, did you guys ever play Axis and Allies? Or, like, do you know what Axis and Allies is?
Yeah, I know what it is, but
like,
no.
Is it more complex than
Oh,
Risk?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's, like, three different, like, I think there's, like...
It's not like Warhammer. It's still
that.
A board game.
Well, yeah,
or it's a tabletop.
Oh, fuck. I think it was a tabletop.
So it's like where you measure with like tape rulers and stuff, and like you're like,
Christ.
This little tank has
yes,
3 inches of range.
Like, Axis and Allies,
well,
yes.
Okay. The only game, like, because there's three, like, in the main booklet of the game, there's, like,
yeah.
three different ways to play, and we
yeah.
always made the lightest version,
okay.
which still took 12 hours to play.
Oh,
wow.
So, like, and then, like, the advanced version took, like, days.
Yeah, that time...
Yeah.
It was more like a D&D.
That time
game.
We were,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The time we were at the gaming store, and
yeah.
we were playing...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
they were playing on the
playing.
Table next to us, they were playing
yeah.
Axis and Allies.
Yeah. And that shit was fun, and I'm always...
Yeah, my friend in high school was really into Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, one of my best
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, he tried to get me into it, and I was, like, I was into Warhammer 40K, but I could not get into, like, the actual building of the miniatures. And then I felt like since I wasn't into that, like, that's half the game, like,
yeah.
that's half the fun for so many people that I felt like I won't even try and
like,
get into
one
it.
Of my best friends, Brian, he's a bartender, like,
yeah.
a local, and, like, he literally, like, because he works mornings a lot, so, like, he'll sit there and just ignore all the bar people and just sit there and paint his little figurines and shit, and it's so fucking funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah, he loves that shit. Like, I don't think I get into that, plus it's expensive as shit. Like,
I think, is it even more expensive than Magic?
Way more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like,
the figures,
40K is, like...
The figures themselves are, like, $20, and then if you want to get, like, good...
Well,
yeah, well,
say,
this kid I knew, his parents are both doctors.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get, like, the good paints...
Well, like, I'm just, like,
yeah.
those, like, even, like, the small tanks and shit,
yeah.
we're talking,
yeah.
like, $150 for, like, a small plastic.
You know,
yeah,
let's put it this way. While
and paints and
they just, like, Games Workshop just released Battalions,
yeah.
which is a complete Warhammer 40K army.
Like, and already pre-built, or just the things you need to build
the figures,
them?
It's all the things you need
no
to build
paints,
the figures.
Though, right?
No paints.
Okay.
Just the figures. Or no, sorry, they're pre-painted and everything.
Okay.
These Battalions
How
are.
Much of them?
10,000 euros.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Dude,
so that's like $30,000? Isn't
well,
it like
about $20,000.
I remember, like, I asked Brian before, like, how much he spent, and it's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like you get like 5 pods, like 20 tanks, you get like 200 soldiers or something like
but,
that.
But then the other thing is, like, if that's your hobby, then like more power to you.
I'm into some stupid ass shit.
Yeah, but like that's not as hard to justify as I think so many people think it is. When you hear like that amount of money, like, but like that's like what you do in your spare time.
Yeah, and
like, if that's
like,
why you work a job.
Oh yeah. Well, like I've gone on YouTube and like watched these like professional people play this shit, and they have like like full rooms that are just like this entire scenery and this incredible shit, and these people like play for like months in this one scene, and it's incredible. Yeah. It really is impressive.
Yeah.
But I can never get into that. Like, that's way too much time, way too much money.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive shit, though. But, I don't know. Like, access knowledge I can get into, because, like, I can do 12 hours and not feel too bad about it.
And that's all pre-constructed stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
way more manageable.
Well, like for me, like my actual, like, gaming, though, like, is, like, classic shit, like chess. Like, I did chess and Go. Go is always my game of choice.
I don't even know what that is.
Go is, it's Asian chess, essentially. Oh, okay. It's just... You ever seen the movie Pi?
No.
You guys see Pi?
Yeah.
It's the game they play in Pi.
You've never seen Pi? It's good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's good. Darren Aronofsky.
Pi is just... it is a 41 by 41 grid, and you just have black and white little stones, and you're just trying to build boundaries and encase... You're pretty much just building territory. Mm-hmm. And it's disgustingly strategic, and it's super simple. And it's fantastic game, but
I like chess. Like, I know how to play chess bare bones, but I feel like there's a huge learning curve in chess.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see, like, based on do you know chess, Chris?
Yeah.
Do you just know how to play, or you know, like, you like look at someone's opening and be like, oh, you're doing that opening?
Yeah. No, I'm like in between those two.
Are you on my level, Kelsey?
I'm on your level.
So if we played, right, there's like, there's just like an 80% chance we're going to draw because we're just kind of faffing around on the board. That's how I play chess. I don't know any of the strategies. It's just
me.
Like, well, that looks good.
To me, like, it's all, like, even if you don't know, like, if you don't know what an en passant is,
right?
Like, to me, that doesn't necessarily
French.
Mean. Well, that
to me, it sounds French.
Well, like, but like, to me, like, that doesn't mean you're going to lose the game,
right?
Because you could like have. You just have a natural insight and look into moves, and it doesn't mean shit just because you don't know, like, terms, you don't know Bobby Fischer's strategies and that kind of bullshit.
I watched a documentary on Bobby Fischer. It was fantastic.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, but Mom, I have a nephew who's, like, uber genius. He's, like, IQ 160. Taught himself to play chess when he was 5 years old. And, like, he beat my grandpa playing chess. He's played chess for, like, 40-some years.
Yeah.
Obviously, the kid doesn't know. He doesn't know castling. That doesn't mean shit. Who gives a shit? But
I think maybe my brain is just like so far from being able to like think that way. I can only imagine learning chess where like you read a book and you're like, okay, and like you memorize like the strategies that people use.
Yeah. So then I try not to play that way. I like playing. Like,
yeah. I would never want to play that. I think that's why I've never go at chess.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I just think that. Like, those kind of games are, like, my, like, that is what I grew up playing, and that's, like, still what I enjoy playing, because they're classic, and they're full strategy, and they're simple. Like, to me, like, trying to learn Magic seems, like, just so, it seems like an intimidating thing to do.
Well, Magic is simple, like, Magic is just, like, kind of, like, when you learn, it's, like, simple, and then once it's simple for you, you break that, like, layer, and then you go down to the next one, and it gets complex again. Like, so it's about easing your way in, because, like, you can make it simple, and then simple, and then simple, like, you know what I mean?
It's like playing Pokemon versus people who do, like, EV training and shit, or whatever that shit's called, like...
It's called EV training.
Like, there's such a completely different thing between those two.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I used to play red, and it was fun. And
okay, yeah, so that's like me with chess.
Yeah.
Like, I just view that as an insurmountable canyon of, like, distance between
those two. Well, that's why I tried to use that as
okay, that's fair.
Hey, guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Yeah, but, anyway, Chris, like, what do you play game-wise? Like,
when I was younger and stuff, I played a lot of like RPG, like computer games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like, there's this one game, it's probably my most favorite video game of all time. It was called Pool of Radiance, the Ruins of Mithdrenor, which was like pretty nerdy. I know.
No, but no, it's not.
It was like
pretty cool. It's about a quarterback, right?
Yeah. It was.
He has to get laid before he graduates.
Yeah. No, but it was just like playing a D&D campaign. But
by yourself.
Completely alone. But yeah, that's like my favorite game of all time.
That describes you so well.
But right now, I'm just so in love with L.A. Noir right now.
Oh, really?
It's just, I forgot how, like, beautiful of a game it was.
Yeah.
Like, I put it back in to play it, because, like, I've run out of video games to play. And I'm just like, man, this game was so beautiful to be out like 3 years ago. Like, yeah. It's gorgeous.
I've never played it, but I've heard a lot of great things, and I want to start.
It's really beautiful. What's really cool is the reason that the graphics are so good is because they did full acting motion capture.
Yeah,
all of the actors like acted out the scenes.
Avatar technology.
And like there's actually like blooper reels of like the in like
fully
in
animated
footage.
Blooper reels.
Yeah, fully animated blooper reels of them being like, oh fuck, I screwed that up, and like
that was funny.
It's just such a beautiful.
I think it's a gorgeous game.
It's what's okay. If you ignore the fact that the game's kind of clunky.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, as long as we're on the same page, then, like, the gameplay's borderline horrible.
Yeah, no,
this is the gameplay. You walk around with really horrible walking mechanics, which, it's a video game. We've mastered walking mechanics.
What? Well, no.
And as you walk by, a little, like, piano chord will play, which is a cool thing.
Yeah,
like,
and your controller will vibrate.
And your controller vibrates, and that means you should investigate that thing.
Yeah.
And that's the whole game.
Yeah, and, like, you have to, like, read people's facial expressions to decide whether or not they are, like,
now we know why Andrew didn't like it.
Yeah. But, like, can we talk about, like, the whole running thing? Like, if you're trying to turn a corner, your guy's like sprinting,
yeah.
And instead of like turning like a human, he just kind of leans like a motorcycle. He's just like running, and then you're like turning corners.
Also,
like,
what there was something like with the driving camera. So they wanted to be really cinematic, so the driving camera, as I remember, switches around to different cinematic views while you're driving.
Oh,
sometimes you're driving, and it's just a shot of your wheel.
No, not always. If you take a tight turn, like close to like a building or like a post.
Yeah.
The camera like zooms in on your car.
Great, because that's not what I need to see what I'm doing.
But also too, it's also like if the faster you go, the more out it zooms. Like it's like you're pulling away
that's
from the
that's
camera.
That's Grand Theft Auto stuff too.
Yeah,
right.
Well, like I said, I remember Grand Theft Auto. Like Grand Theft Auto 3 had the cinematic thing where you could like switch a camera view.
Yeah, but I recall it not being an option. My controller might just have been wonky one day and like was clicking the cinematic button thing.
That's
like,
true.
I think it was the first time I was playing it. My controller was like broken, and like I was like, why does it keep doing this?
Could very well
I can't
be.
Drive like this.
Yeah, but no. I just like,
and it's like a completely perfectly recreated LA.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of reviewers from LA were talking about how like they're just like it's LA. You just drive around LA. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect game to look at.
Yeah, it's cool.
Don't like I was playing it the other day. My dad was watching me play it, and I was like, I just wish I could get someone else to play this game. And he's like, why? I'm like, so I could just watch.
See, what I want in the world, I want someone to make like a Risk style game using Google Earth, like someone to mod Google mm-hmm. Earth to use like so you can actually play like real like full cities, like full recreated world, and play Risk, and then like be able to like crash towers and shit. I want that in the world.
But
I need that.
How, I don't understand how that
then
would
you
work.
Just got Terrorist Simulator 2014.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Maybe. If it's not, you heard it here first.
You know that exists. Like people have made like 9/11 simulators.
Yeah, there's a train simulator. Someone made a terrorist simulator.
Yeah, you
come
know
on.
It exists.
Chris, making the leap from train to terrorist.
I'm just
it's
saying.
Pretty much. It's a pretty easy leap to make.
I'm just saying. If people are like,
every time I step on a train, I'm like, terrorist.
Well, how do you think they train?
No, I'm just saying that if someone's like, I really want to like, you know, take a train on tracks and just be the engineer and like decide how fast it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I like, get the train, and that's like popular as shit. Too.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but then like,
what's
who
that?
Wouldn't think of like, let's do it?
What's the game Penn Jillette made?
Penn and Teller's
Tour Bus?
Super Duper. I forget.
No, it's like,
it was like a Sega Genesis game, but it was like real time. They apparently like they pissed off the company that they were making the game for.
Real time,
like,
what?
I forget what it is.
Real time, having a
it's a real
slash
no.
It's being silent.
It's
you
a
have to drive.
Simulator.
Yeah, you have to drive.
It's real time driving from Los Angeles
to Las Vegas.
Oh, okay, it takes 12 hours, but you cannot pause.
Yeah, you can't pause.
You just have to drive for 12 hours.
The steering wheel has a constant like stuck to the left kind of thing, so you all you constantly have to like. Oversteer.
It's just like my car.
Every time you get, like, every time you do, like, whatever, I think it's either 8 hours or 12 hours, you get 1 point.
Yeah, and there's
and
no
checkpoints. Drive back.
There's
and no, you can't pause. You can't stop.
Yeah,
the game.
There's no checkpoints or anything.
Wait,
it's like
drive back. Oh, so you're saying either drive, you get 1 point for going all the way to Vegas,
and you get 1 point for going back. And people will try to see how many points they can get. And they do every year. They do a charity thing.
What's the record?
I think 16.
I was gonna say. Yeah, I thought it was.
How many days is that?
I think it's like 16 points. That's like 5
it's like
or
a week.
16.
Yeah.
But they let you do like teams. Like you tag out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that they do a charity event every year where that happens.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So then they'll get like.
Is that part of the? I know they do the charity event where it's just speed runs, like the speed run charity event. Is you know if it's part of that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That seems like it would fit in there.
But I always want to play the game. I think it's just called Penn and Teller's Tour Bus or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. All I know is it's pretty. Weird. It's
yeah,
very
and like yeah, like the bugs hit your windshield, and it's just like just crappy Genesis graphics. Like
that's
it's
so
not
funny.
Fun to look at, and like all you're watching is a straight road because that's what it is. It's a goddamn road to Reno,
yeah.
Or yeah, in the Nevada. So you're just watching a desert. I think it's called Desert Bus.
Yeah, Penn and Teller's Desert Bus.
Yeah,
that
and you're
right.
Literally just driving.
That's not
looking up.
You
got a computer.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you're literally just driving through a desert with Genesis graphics.
Interesting.
Okay. You say we all have smartphones also, but.
Another one of my favorite games from like real early on was Maximum Carnage for the Sega Genesis.
Well, I was going to ask what your favorite like quote unquote like old school game.
Oh yeah, Maximum Carnage for the Sega Genesis is like my favorite old school
game.
Yeah, it's so good. It's one of the I think besides Mortal Kombat, it's the first like M for Mature. It's the first T for Teen game ever.
That was one with Hitler at the end, right?
What
wasn't the main villain Hitler?
At Maximum
I think
Carnage.
It was the first M game.
Maximum Carnage? It might have been. It might have been the first
I think it was like movies, because movies, PG-13 was the last rating to go in.
Yeah.
So I think T was maybe the last rating to go
That's
in.
That's true.
Games too.
But no, I never beat it, because it's the fucking hardest game in the
world.
It
was a little top-down shooting.
No, Maximum Carnage was Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of Total
Where, like,
Carnage.
Yeah, that
Total
Mayhem.
Then maybe it is the first T-rated game. I was thinking of Total... I think it's Total Carnage.
That's one like the giant
Hitler.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. I think that was the first M-rated game.
Spider-Man's,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
Spider-Man's Maximum Carnage might have been the first rated T game.
Okay.
That was just...
I remember playing that. Yeah,
it was really fucking good. And I like that the cutscenes were like comic book style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they weren't like shittily animated cutscenes. They were just like clips from the comic book that were semi-3D and like the text would fall in and stuff like that.
The word shittily reminds me in a Super Pod Palace chat recently, Jeff used the term bullshittery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bullshittery isn't my new favorite word. Describing something that sounds
like... It's
like
me and Chris's
scrat.
Scrape.
So, while you're looking at Kels, what was your favorite old school game?
Well, see, it's...
I hate using the term old school.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I'm in my 20s.
It's definitely not Gucci.
Yeah, it's not great.
Gucci, god damn it.
I mean, I... okay, so my favorite old school game, because there was a long period in my childhood where my stepmother, I wasn't allowed to play video games for whatever reason. So it was basically like from 5 to 8 was my heyday, and I played a lot of Aladdin, which is on the Sega Genesis.
That was a good game.
And it
was
awesome.
One of the greatest games.
What am I looking up?
Desert Bus.
Oh, okay.
Why are we looking up Desert Bus?
To make sure it's called Desert Bus.
Oh, okay.
We don't want to give people false information.
This is very true.
Oh, it's got two N's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got it on your
face.
Yeah,
it looks like Desert Bus is right. Google seems to be corroborating that.
Now,
yeah,
look.
That's the fucking screenshot. It literally is just like first person desert.
Yeah.
And mirrors? Oh, is it Desert Bus, Penn and Teller, Smoke and Mirrors? That's the whole title?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I think the Desert Bus is like the second level to the game or something like that.
I think
it's the first
level,
like
a
magic show. Is there at least one magic show? Do you just do a magic show when you get to Vegas?
I don't think so. I think you just like watch them. Maybe you watch them do like a Sega Genesis magic show.
I have no idea.
And then you just are like back to LA.
Yeah, I just know like, to play like one round to get 1 point, and it takes like 8 or 12 hours, whatever it is.
That's insane.
But Aladdin. That was a fun game.
Oh, I played that, and I played Sonic and all of those games. Echo, the Dolphin.
Echo
was so into it.
I saw a picture of that on Instagram.
It was awesome.
I just want to say, there was, I think it was called like Darkstalkers or something like that.
Darkstalkers.
Was that the game with like the witch who was a witch hunter on the cover of it? I just remember it having like a black hat and it looking gray and having like two like swords.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, anyway, I think that's what it was called, but the game scared me so much. I loved playing it, but the artwork scared me so much when I was 5 years old that I would have to turn my Sega Genesis backwards and put the cartridge in so I could play it. Like, I would have to turn it around so the cartridge wouldn't be facing me, and then I could play it. Huh?
I did not have a Sega.
I neither. I went from
all of a sudden, I felt like, was I supposed to have a Sega?
I went from an NES to a PS2.
Oh, an NES PS1.
Nice.
And then I got an N64 like a month before the GameCube came out.
I had every Game Boy though also.
Huh?
I had every Game Boy.
Oh, I had a Game Boy Color when Gold came out.
I also had a Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Wait, so does that mean?
Yeah, that's right, it is.
Yeah.
That's a great system.
I had, like, my dad was, like, really into video games, so I just, like, every time a new game system came out, we had it.
Your favorite old schools?
Well,
I hate saying that. Classic.
Classics, yeah.
I think that's based on old school.
My younger brother's best friend across the street growing up had Duck Hunt with the Gun.
Nice.
So we were over there all the time being this is what we need to be doing.
I love that.
This is our life right now.
Just for the dog.
But then we went to the PS1, straight up Crash Bandicoot for days.
Yeah.
I'm in love with Crash Bandicoot. The game is
fantastic. My older brother had Crash Bandicoot and Gex. Have you ever played
Gex? Yeah, pretty great. Gex was like you were like a secret agent Gecko.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was like James Bond Gecko.
I was not allowed to play T-rated games.
It
might have been. I think he drank like a martini.
Andrew, you're part of everyone, not any other specific group.
Oh, Jesus.
But then also, I don't know, maybe Pokemon counts. I really like Pokemon as a kid. I still like Pokemon now a lot. Probably too much. Actually, no. Magic the Gathering has like taken Pokemon away from me.
Did you have an issue when you were a kid playing? Did you guys play Pokemon?
I've never played.
Okay. Did you have an issue when you were younger, like where you would be not playing Pokemon and you would hear the music in hear the music just from hearing it so often? Because when I was younger,
no, I had a problem when I was younger where my dad would be like, "You don't shut that fucking music off, I'm gonna hit you."
Well, see, no, my dad bought me headphones because I just refused to play without the music. So like,
it really ruins the ambiance of that really perfectly crafted video game. So it really creates a world. Yeah.
So like, I would lay in bed at night after playing Pokemon all day long and just hear the music.
You
had
the light too.
Yeah,
I fried my cartridge
again. I'm the rich kid. Didn't have a light for my Game Boy, no headphones.
My dad like bought me the headphones specifically so he wouldn't have to yell at me.
But he did have an in-ground pool.
I did not have an in-ground
pool. He had an above-ground pool.
Nope.
Yeah, what is he, a redneck?
I would have no pool before an above-ground pool. Half class. We had a swing set where we used to play a game where we'd get this giant smiley face ball and then the person on the you'd throw it at the person on the swing and they'd kick it over the house.
That sounds like the most fun game ever.
You're on the swing, so they throw it and then you use all of your momentum and you kick it and it goes over the house pretty easily. It was a two-story house.
How close was the swing set to the house,
only
though?
Only two stories?
Only two stories.
He doesn't count the two underground stories.
It was a two-story ranch. In the middle of New Jersey. A lot of ranches in New Jersey.
But yeah, how close was the swing set to the house? I'm picturing like one of those Walmart like rubber balls. And like, I'm just like...
No, think like an exercise ball with a smiley face on it.
Exercise ball I can see going over. I was picturing like the Walmart like soft rubber balls. Yeah. That are big.
And then, like, we used to get our water guns and we'd spray people who were driving by and yell about how we're giving them free car washes so that they couldn't get mad at us.
Did that work?
They just kept, I mean, they were driving, they're not going to stop to yell at a bunch of kids who were spraying water guns.
I yell at kids constantly.
It's terrifying.
No.
I would have had so many more social phobias driven by when I was a kid.
I was picking her up the other day, driving through some development around Seals Grove. Yeah. And like it was right after fucking like super snowed and shit, so the roads were all awful.
Super snowed.
And like I'm going like maybe 25, 30 through this development, and like I can see these kids like a good couple hundred feet and they're stopped on the side of the road waiting for me to drive by. And like right when I get like maybe like 50 feet to them, they all decide to cross. And so I fucking put the windows down, like, "You motherfuckers," like, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't give a shit. I'll teach those goddamn kids all that time.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I'm either gonna break a leg or break someone's ego. So
yeah, I mean, if Andrew had someone like you driven through his neighborhood, I
would have agoraphobia for sure.
You don't already?
No, I don't. I have probably pretty
it's
mild.
Borderline.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Borderline.
I have like, I don't know. Agora, not like it very much. I don't know. What's less than a phobia?
Micro agoraphobia?
Yeah, micro agoraphobia.
I'd say mini. You're not micro. That's way too. That's way too small.
What's the time out there? Just so we.
40 minutes.
Oh, cool. All right, I'm cool with ending this one, sir. Because I think we got our gaming talking.
Totally.
I guess so. I mean, I could talk about magic some more.
Chris didn't even get a chance to talk about magic, really.
Yeah, really.
You guys can talk about magic off my goddamn podcast.
Let's talk about magic.
Okay, sorry. Mixing up magic with my card.
Mike, if you... Okay, let's...
That sounds like a podcast that tells you just how to shuffle your magic.
Yeah.
Which is the first half of this goddamn podcast.
Okay, but hold on. Let's end this podcast with this. If Mike played magic, what color deck would he play?
Black-green.
Black-green?
Yeah, I can see that.
Really?
Totally. You have no idea what that means.
I think would be seduced by the big monster.
That's true. The big, like, undead monster.
Yeah, I think you
imagine the gathering players.
Yeah.
They just learned so much.
See, I think Mike would be blue-red. Because they have weirds, and I think he would see.
That was my school colors when I was growing up.
I think he would.
That's how you make decisions in magic.
I think he would. I think purple's not.
I had braces when I was in fifth grade. Those were the color of my band.
Nice.
Another way to choose your deck.
My braces colors when I was in high school was purple and orange mostly.
I never had braces.
Yeah. Me neither. I should have.
Oh, I'm sorry, we weren't rich with your delicious...
Yeah, with your, like, you could afford
your rich
genetics. My parents were like...
Yeah, you're wealthy genetics. Yeah, they probably...
My parents paid good money for my genes. And they still got balding, so... Don't worry, they got a refund. Small refund.
It's a high testosterone.
But yeah, I just think, like, all the weird creatures look so cool. I feel like that's why you would go to that. Because, like, black-green's pretty awesome, but, like... The weeds have just looked so cool.
Right?
I think he'd play five color good stuff.
Five color good stuff?
Yeah.
That's my favorite deck.
That sounds like a porn.
That's a magic based porn. When we go to the
interracial.
When we go to the Grand Prix in Philadelphia, we're probably going to take part in some five color good stuff.
What does that mean?
You just suggested
we're going to shoot a pornography? Pornography. We're going to take part in a pornography.
Yeah, at Magic Grand Prix.
I don't like when you say the full word.
Yeah.
It sounds dirtier when you say the full word.
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah. Are you insinuating?
The article is very strange there.
All right, what do you guys got to plug?
That podcast. That Delusional Lovers podcast.
Yeah, Delusional Owners Podcast.
That's all it matters.
Magic the Gathering.
Plug Magic the Gathering. It's a card game. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Born of the Gods is coming out.
If you listen to this episode,
came out today.
You heard about it too much.
as far as I'm
concerned.
Why am I getting most of the blame?
Because you were the one who, like...
Because you're intimidating.
That's true.
I don't get it.
I need to overcompensate for your intimidating. So that's both of you.
Delusional Owners. If you go back and listen to the episode where we got stranded in Philadelphia, you can get my phone number. So if any of your listeners want to send me a text message.
I was going to ask about that when you mentioned that earlier about how they have his phone
number. Yeah, Karen needed my phone number because her phone was going to die and we were like stranded. I didn't believe it.
He said he was going to maybe bleep the last number, and then I think you just realized, like, if somebody really wanted your phone number, they could still get it.
Yeah, that's
pretty
that's
easily.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gotten any text messages yet.
That's
so
sad. See, now you're pandering.
I'm a little bit.
Go back and get my phone number. Text me up.
No, when I didn't get any.
Somebody loves me.
When I didn't get any text messages by this evening, I was a little deflated.
I want to remind you that my listeners are the ones who send me nudes on Snapchat, so.
They can send my.
Nudes in regular text.
Yeah.
That's why we're partners, Chris.
Yeah.
Words. I end your sentences for you.
Kels, what do you have to plug?
Nothing. I'm good. I mean, I'm on a bunch of different podcasts, but I don't really have anything.
You're a drifter.
Oh,
I am a drifter.
We should start a Magic the Gathering podcast.
We should.
Magic the Gathering?
Can you imagine?
Can I be your first guest?
Yeah, you've been talking about how we're talking about Magic the Gathering too much.
Just complain
the
whole time.
Magic the Gathering podcast should just have... you guys and
here.
Then, like, one person who's extremely uninterested.
Yeah, that's, yes. Who either has no idea what Magic the Gathering is or hates it with a burning passion.
Yeah. We could call it Slinging Dose Spells.
Slinging Dose Spells.
If you ever run out of guests, you can always have me on.
Yeah. You'll be a regular, I think.
no Twitter, none of that shit?
ANGELEA_K. At thetwitter.com is my Twitter.
Because you've got Twitter followers, and your Twitter's fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Are there games?
There are no games.
I play Twitter hashtag games where I try to rhyme things with the word hashtag. Like, I'll do like one of my grosser
hashtag
ones.
Hashtag trash bag.
Yeah, like one of my favorite ones, and it's so gross, but the tweet was, oh god, fuck me, female hygienic products, hashtag, oh god, what was it, hashtag gash rag. It's just gross.
That's a good one.
It's super gross, and that's my favorite game on Twitter.
That's where everyone, all of your followers, lose a little something. Lose a little part of themselves.
But I love Twitter. Twitter is the best. But all right, so everyone knows my plugs by now. Snapchat, mixed up with Mike Carpenter, MIUWMC. Facebook, find me on there. Twitter at Mike's Shit. Fuck it. Rate, review, subscribe, iTunes.
Yeah, we don't even do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, my Google voice number is 702 Pod Cunt. The classiest phone number ever. I always forgot to plug that one.
Oh, yeah, you can cut this out, but, like, did you ever get those things that girl sent? That lady sent? The keychains?
Yeah, I never showed them to you. Oh, they're cool as fuck.
Because you got them, like, right before I left for Ireland and you missed that open mic. Did she just make one for you?
No, she made, she made one for me and then one for the three, like, pop-out gut dudes.
That's pretty sweet. But bullshit. Why didn't we get one?
I don't know. Morbid Ecstasy on Etsy, I think, or whatever it is. She's cool. But, all right, so that's it.
That's it. I feel good about it.
Bye!
I feel good about the last half.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel best about the Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so, yay! Woo!